My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, what is Rob's favorite topic? Is it Marvel movies? Is it KU athletics? No, we're going to talk about the running backs. Baltimore has a pretty good one. They have Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, I believe, at one point is going to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Rob, do you agree with that? You're normally iffy on guys in the Hall of Fame. Do you think that Derrick Henry is going to the Hall of Fame? Okay, we got to about Derrick Henry.
Yes, I mean this is Derrick Henry's unique. You know why? You're an accolades guy. Now, maybe you've shifted into this weird.
I'm definitely an accolades individual.
Do you know he only has one All Pro? One All Pro for Derrick Henry. Now he's 4-time Pro Bowl, but people have to tell me the Pro Bowl doesn't matter. So, grain of salt, I guess. Now he was Offensive Player of the Year 1 year, which. Is the best that you can get without MVP because you're not allowed to win MVP.
Which matters. And really quickly, to make the real quick point about Derrick Henry, he ran for 2,000 yards in a league that has completely shifted. He ran for 2,000 yards in 2020 and averaged 5.4 yards per carry. Now, I know that his peak wasn't super long, but the best version of Derrick Henry is one of the best running backs that we have ever seen. He wasn't that bad recently. Last year, 280 carries, 1,200 yards rushing, 4.2 yards per carry, and 12 touchdowns just last year. He has had double-digit touchdowns every season since 2017. We are not doing this with Derrick Henry. He is a Hall of Famer. That's not what I want to debate with you with. I want you to hit a little bit of music. I made a list of who I think the top five running backs have been in the NFL since the turn of the century. So I told you this before. The only rule is you had to have made a Pro Bowl in the 2000s or 2010. So like Emmitt Smith, for example. Emmitt Smith played until 2005. We're not putting Emmitt Smith on this list. The Arizona Cardinals Emmitt Smith and washed on the Cowboys Emmitt Smith is not one of the better running backs of the 21st century. You had to have made a Pro Bowl in the last 20 years. All right, Rob, I'm going to give you my number five. I got Christian McCaffrey down as the fifth best running back over the last 25 years or so. Now, he did have some injury concerns early on when he was in Carolina, but when Christian McCaffrey has been healthy, he has been the best dual threat option we have seen since Marshall Faulk and LaDainian Tomlinson. He is a guy that can run for 1,500 yards. He is a guy that can catch 1,000 yards. He's a guy that can catch 100 balls. You know, Rob, I said all last season, I would have voted for Christian McCaffrey to win NFL MVP. Now, we have determined that only quarterbacks can win the award, so we didn't have a chance. But the best player in the league last year from start to finish was the running back for the San Francisco 49ers. I have him as the fifth best running back since the turn of the century.
No beef with your list so far. He's obviously top five. I built my list as well. He came in the top five. He was not five for me. He came in at number four on my list, but it's hard to have any beef with Christian McCaffrey being a top five running back since the turn of the century. No qualms yet on this side of the glass.
You got him at number five?
I have him at number four.
Okay, you got him at number four.
At number five, I had Sean Alexander.
Ooh, that's a good one.
He won MVP.
That is a good one.
Which is a massive accomplishment at running back. He is one of the, top 10 probably rushers in the NFL. Yards-wise, I'm looking it up. He is 16th all-time in yards since 2000 in the NFL.
Did have a good stretch there for Seattle. He had a good five-year stretch
there. It was a strong five-year stretch. And the fact that he's 16th in overall rushing yards since 2000, and he was done in, 09, basically? Sean Alexander is my number 5. McCaffrey is my number 4. So we're on the same page thus far.
Are you taking the best version of Priest Holmes or the best version of Sean Alexander?
I would say that Sean Alexander won MVP.
I'm not denying. I'm saying, would you take... Right now, I give you, it's 2003. I give you Priest Holmes or Sean Alexander. Which one you take it?
My style is more Priest, but I think Sean Alexander was better.
Number 4, I have Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry there had a stretch of about 20 games that he was amazing. He is one of the last players that I think you could say a running back was a team's best player and a team advanced in the postseason because of Derrick Henry. You remember that stretch there in 2018 where he absolutely carried the Tennessee Titans to the AFC Championship game against Kansas City. I got Derrick Henry as the 4th best running back over the last 25 years.
I'm just going to get this out of the way. Number 4 for me is McCaffrey. I do not have Derrick Henry in my top 5.
You don't have Derrick Henry in the top 5. Okay, interesting.
I was in between him and Alexander for 5, and MVP was the break for me. So Sean Alexander was at 5. Christian McCaffrey was at 4 for me. Derrick Henry is not a top 5 rusher in the league since the turn of the century for me.
Now that you're looking at it, it is going to be a really interesting argument. And maybe I'm wrong in here and just completely dismissing your hesitancy on putting Derrick Henry in. I'm looking at the numbers. If I did a blind test for Sean Alexander and Derrick Henry, I don't know if you could be able to tell the two apart on who was who in that conversation. If Sean Alexander's not in the Hall of Fame, is Derrick Henry for sure in the Hall of Fame? What I think could change it for Derrick Henry is I think he has the chance to be the first team all-decade running back whenever this decade ends. I think that could potentially – I think it's going to be him and Christian McCaffrey are going to be the top running backs from this era. If you're on the all-decade team, usually on the first team, you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm curious if we have a different 3 or if our order is different. I'll just give you my top 3. Number 1, I have Marshall Faulk. Number 2, I have LaDainian Tomlinson. Number 3, I have Adrian Peterson. Those are the 3 best running backs we've seen since 2000.
So, I don't have Marshall Faulk either.
You don't have Marshall Faulk in your top 5 running backs since the turn of the century?
No. My top 3, Adrian Peterson 1, LaDainian Tomlinson 2, and you're going to hate my 3, LeSean McCoy.
Hold on. Fade the music out. Fade the music out. Rob, you're my brother. You know I love you. You have LeSean McCoy as a better running back than Marshall Faulk?
LeSean McCoy was all-decades team. He has more rushing yards since the turn of the century than Marshall Faulk. He also averaged 4.5 yards per carry and is going to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame since the turn of the century, which is your qualification. Marshall Faulk played 6 seasons. LeSean McCoy was more productive in that time than Marshall Faulk.
What if I told you that
Marshall Faulk only had 2,000 yard seasons post turn of the century? He's a running back. But
one of those years he won NFL MVP in. He was the NFL MVP in 2000. He also was 3-time consecutive offensive player of the year, 2000 and 2001. First team All Pro. I cannot believe we got a LeSean McCoy is better than Marshall Faulk take on this show today. I was here. I thought we were gonna bond over Derrick Henry since they're playing the Ravens.
Mm. No,
LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy is a Hall of Famer, a no doubt Hall of Famer. Probably he is all decades team. He has all the accolades. He is top 10. I believe he came in at 6 all time in rushing yards per StatMuse. Yeah, there he is, right there. Number 5, he's 1,100 yards from 2000 until when he retired. Come on now. Averaging 4.5 yards per carry. He is one of those guys based on your requirements, which is post-2000.
No, that's you're allowed to put who you want to put on the list. It caught me off guard. So Rob and I were making a list. And just based off Derrick Henry coming to Kansas City, give me your five best running backs since 2000. Number five on my list was Christian McCaffrey. Number four was Derrick Henry. Number three was Adrian Peterson. Two, LaDainian Tomlinson. And number one was Marshall Faulk. Rob, what was your top five again? Who was your right on the outside missing in? Like, who
Derrick
was your
Henry
last four?
Derrick Henry and Marshall Faulk were 6 and 7. Like, that's – but – I was going on the criteria you told me.
No, so you're allowed to have your criteria.
My top five was Sean Alexander at five. Number four was Christian McCaffrey. Number three was LeSean McCoy. Number two, LaDainian Tomlinson. And the best running back since 2000 is Adrian Peterson, who also won an MVP, by the way.
Wow. I'm a little stunned. You caught me off guard a little bit. Someone on the text line said, I thought you guys had a serious show. My bad. Oh, okay, my bad. Someone said Marshall Faulk did also play in the 90s. No, you're right, but our qualification was you had to have at least made one Pro Bowl in the 2000s to count. Because I didn't want anybody like, what about Emmitt Smith? Yeah. No, Emmitt Smith is not a 20. Stop it, Yaga. You know that.
I considered Marshall Faulk a net zero for what he did in 99, 98, which were incredible, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. But 2001, great Marshall Faulk. 02, 03, 04, 05, not so great, and then he's done. That's the qualification.
Wow. It's a little surprising here, but you know what? Hey, I appreciate you. 913-586-7965. Let me know what you guys think about Rob's list. Let me know what you think about my list. Derrick Henry coming to town. His over-under I saw on FanDuel was 66.5 rushing yards for tomorrow. I thought that was incredibly low for Derrick Henry. I think he's going to get the opportunities. I think he runs the ball at least 18 times in the game. 66 yards felt kind of low to me for Derrick Henry, but the last time these two teams played each other, Ravens didn't really run the football. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to bounce back and forth between the Chiefs getting you ready for week one, also the Kansas City Royals. So earlier we played one person who was not panicked about the Royals. I will play someone who is panicking about the Royals. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're going to bounce back and forth between the Chiefs and the Royals. Let's talk a little Royals baseball. Coming up in about 30 minutes, I want to give you guys, I'm going to give you three Chiefs bets season long that I really like for the season. I'm also going to give you three NFL bets that I like for the season as well. You guys know here on The Drive, I'm always trying to help you put a little money into your pocket. I gave you a winning bet last year in college football, and then Rob undid all of my hard work in losing our parlay. So we're going to give you another parlay tomorrow. Hopefully you can win with that parlay. We try to do our best here on The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. All right. So earlier I played for you guys John Heyman, and he told you he is not worried about the Royals. Well, I want to play for you Ron Darling, someone who is worried about the Royals. Here's what he had to say. He was on MLB Network.
I'm panicked. And the reason I'm panicked is because they did lose kind of one of their souls of that ball club, Pasquantino. That's a shame because he was having a brilliant year. I know they tried to acquire a lot of guys from the waiver wire to try to plug that hole. They're a team that before the season, we honestly would have said, boy, they're going to make some real strides here. But I don't know if they're a postseason team. And here they sit, ready to be in the postseason. And because the Guardians stay in first place, because they have not played well, Minnesota has not played well. Why do I say panic? Is because this is the first time a lot of their players have been with games that really mean something in September. They have a lot of pitchers that have had amazing years, Seth Lugo, that are starting to get in high innings. Michael Walker, the same, although both of those guys are great pros. And I've told this story before. Late in my career, it was April or May, and my manager was coming out, and I got off to a slow start. And I told him, but I'm not panicking. He said, maybe you should. So maybe Kansas City should panic a little right now.
Let me give you guys some offensive numbers for the Royals since the injury to Vinny Pasquantino. The Royals have had two home runs since the Vinny injury in 149 at-bats. The Royals as a team, they are hitting 120 since the injury to Vinny Pasquantino. They have scored just one run before the sixth inning since the injury to Vinny Pasquantino. Now, I am not telling you guys that his injury is not significant. It absolutely is significant. And you've seen that the Royals are trying to piece this thing together. A little bit of Paul DeJong, a little bit of Freddie Fermin. They are trying to figure it out on the fly the best way that they can. You know that these numbers are not real. Two home runs in your last 150 ABs. As a team, you're hitting 120. We're not asking the Royals to get off to play hot over they don't need to be hot down the stretch. They're better than this, and you know that. One run before the sixth inning in your last seven games is wild. Hitting 120 as a team is wild. They are just going through a cold stretch. Now, it is the absolute worst time inevitable, like to be going through one of those. They're just going through a cold streak right now. Maybe I'm just trying to talk myself out of being worried about the Royals, but my worry for this team still continues to be a 3 or a 4 right now. It's never as bad as you think it is. It's never as good as you think it is. Now, it has been a drastic shift. They went from, I would say, 8 days ago from having the best day that they've had to now having a lot of dark and bad days over the last couple of days. It's not that bad for this team. You don't hit 120 as a team for too much longer. You come out on the other end. Your momentum is usually as good as the next day starting pitcher. This team just has to find some momentum. Somebody hits a ball into the gap. somebody steals a base, somebody gets the energy back going for this team that helps get them on the right track. Maybe that person is Bobby Witt Jr. Not that he is playing poorly, but man, they could really use one of those 3-for-4. He hits 2 home runs. We're not losing today games. They got Seth Lugo going on the mound today. They could just really use a great start from your all-star. When you are playing like this, you need your stars to be stars. You got Seth Lugo going today. You get an off day, which could come at the absolute perfect time. You know what I would tell the Royals tomorrow if I was their manager? I don't care if they win or lose tonight against the Guardians. What I would tell the Royals is I want you to spend all day with your family. Take your wife out to a nice lunch. Take your kid out of school. Spend as much time during the day. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have a good old team building exercise in the evening. We're going to go and we're going to watch the Chiefs game. We're going to get some wings. We're going to get some pizzas. We're going to get some beers. We just want you guys to hang out and be around each other and just let's get back the positive energy. Let's get the groove back, Rob. They got to get the groove back. They just don't have the groove right now.
It is a terrible confluence of events. Their second, third best hitter, we don't need to argue about where Vinny landed in the hierarchy of importance, gets hurt and is basically out for the season. That moment happened to coincide with a Royal cold stretch. And I think the Royals maybe felt that cold stretch coming because they went out and they made 3 moves, all offensive based. They brought in Gurriel, they brought in Grossman, and they brought in Tommy Pham. It's like they knew beyond just we're losing Pasquantino, if everyone gets cold, we are in big, big trouble. But you know what? Not everyone stays cold forever. Salvador Perez is a Hall of Famer, but if you look at his career, if you dig into the game logs, if you really nerd out, he's a hot and cold hitter. When he's hot, oh boy. When he's not, yikes. You might as well roll the ball up there in the dirt. He's going to swing at it. Salvador Perez is one of those cold moments right now. Text line loves to tell me about MJ Melendez since June 1 being red hot. And he was. But he's had a slight regression from that red hotness recently. They don't have a leadoff hitter right now. I hope Tommy Pham may morphs into that role, but they don't really have a leadoff hitter right now. Michael Massey doesn't seem comfortable in the 3 spot. Like, it just, I think it's going to take some time for them to kind of get reacquainted with the lineup and how it's going to work, and they will bounce back. They're not losing 12 or 15 in a row. They're not going to keep this up. It's not going to be week 2 leading into the Bengals. We're going to talk about, hey, the Royals' losing stretch has extended to 17. What now? They are going to get back to normalcy. I hear this on Cody and Gold a lot. Sometimes there's good regression. Players are playing bad. A stat is going horrible for you. It regresses to a positive. Eventually, players other than number 7 are going to start hitting again for the Royals, and you feel confident you can get some wins. But right now, everyone's tight because the runs aren't coming, and you felt it last night. The bullpen had to be perfect. Brady Singer had to be perfect. Everyone who grabbed the ball and pitched had to be absolutely perfect because you felt like that offense ain't getting 3 runs, and that's not a winning formula for any team in baseball.
No, 100%. Just being there at the game, and I'm sure you guys felt it watching on television, so it's not like I had some unique perspective that you didn't have. This game was 2-0. The Royals were starting to put together a really, really quality inning. It was the bottom of the 6th. They start the inning with a double. Tommy Pham hits a double. Bobby Witt Jr. walked. Michael Massey walked. All right, it is bases loaded with no outs, and the crowd had some energy. You realize if they don't score at least 2 runs here in this inning, this game is over. It's done. They have to take advantage of this opportunity. You had Salvador Perez coming up. You had Paul DeJong coming up. You had MJ Melendez. You had the heart of your order up, your best hitters right now. You had to capitalize on this moment. Salvi hits a hard ball that isn't out. DeJong hits a sacrifice fly. Well hit ball. Just hit it at somebody. You only score 1 run. You still got a chance to break this inning open. You need MJ Melendez to come through with the hit. MJ Melendez strikes out. You were down 2-1 at the end of that inning. You missed your biggest opportunity to win the game. I mean, the next guy up hits a home run. Well, no, the next guy hits a single, and then a home run was up. It was 4-1, and at that point, you could leave. You knew. You knew the game was over just based on how this game was playing. Sometimes your chance to win comes in the second inning. Sometimes it comes in the ninth inning. Who knows? But in baseball, you usually get a shot to do something. They had their shot in the bottom of the sixth inning to go out there and win that game with their offense yesterday, and they just couldn't do it. At some point, you wake up the bats. At some point, you start hitting. At some point, you start doing something. Man, it would be really good if they could do that today. They really need a really strong performance from Seth Lugo. That's all you need today. Get back on track with a good performance from Seth Lugo. Go out there, six innings, seven innings, put together a quality start. Maybe this is the game in which you need to scratch one across. You win 3-2. You can exhale a little bit for an off day. You get back healthy. You have your full complement for the bullpen heading into the weekend, and you get going. We all knew that this stretch was going to test the Royals. We knew that. It is certainly testing this team. We are still in the middle of this. You got one game against the Guardians, three this weekend against the Twins, and you got three games against the Yankees. They still got seven games left on this riptide. Are you going to let it completely drown you? Because right now, it is drowning you. The Royals are under 500 against a team that's not the Chicago White Sox. If you were one of those people that wanted to see how the Royals were going to perform against good teams, this stretch has gone terribly for the Royals. They have lost one of their most important players, and they have had one of their worst losing streaks of the season. Can they get things back on track? Can they turn things around? I still remain hopeful and optimistic about their chances of turning things around. I do have one attendance question to ask you, Rob. And I told you, I will not talk about attendance past today. Today is the last day of the season. I will talk about attendance with you guys. I promise you that. A lot of the reasons I have heard people say on why they are not going out to the game is history and the past. You guys forget that the Royals lost 100 games last year and the year before. How was KU football able to turn things around so quickly? And how do you think that the Royals' past is used as a negative and a knock against them? And KU football, their past is not used as a knock against them. If you are saying, I'm not going out there because the Royals have been bad for most of my life, you got to explain to me how you plan on going out to Arrowhead to watch KU play football this year. Because KU has also been bad for a majority of our life. And KU football has been good almost equally as long as the Royals have been good in our life. You are a Royals fan and a KU fan. It feels like the moment KU got good at football, all was forgotten. You were going out there. It was sold out. There was enthusiasm. KU got good at football and instantly started building a new stadium for it. They were good for a week and a half. They already had those blueprints ready to go ahead and get people to start donating for it. How were people able to men in black flashy thing KU's football pass that had five different head coaches, absolute disaster? How are they able to do it? And the Royals are constantly fighting their history, which is very similar to KU football.
You know, I have honestly no idea. I mean, it is one of the things that has astonished me, because you're right. Lance Leipold shows up. They go 2-10, but they beat Texas. Then they start 4-0. 4-0, mind you, against an FCS team, a non-bowl team, and a non-bowl team before playing an eventual 6-6 Duke team. And it was sellout, 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 game day. And by the end of the season, they were in a bowl game, and they were talking about a new stadium. Lance Leipold was getting a new contract. KU fans who, I've been going to games when they were bad. KU fans who I knew, like people were KU basketball fans, were texting me like, hey, can you believe? Look at this Devin Neal kid. I'm like, where have you been for 10 years? The optimism meter went from 0 to 100 overnight. And it felt like, oh man, something is building. The Royals have done a lot of the same things. 56-106 in year one of Matt Quatrero is bad. There wasn't that moment there was in Lance Leipold year one, but in year two has been a wave of positive, and the fan base has not ridden the wave. They have not surfed and told you about how great it's going. There has not been just positive vibes. It hasn't been, I'm all in. It's been met with hesitancy, and I truly don't understand it. Because I would tell you, and we've talked about this on the show, every other fan base in town did the exact same thing that KU football did. The minute you had a reason to believe, you were, no doubt about it, ready to get hurt again. Carrington, I was working here, and Konzo Martin and Kim Anderson had beaten you down to nothing as a Missouri basketball fan. Like, I got my jokes off about losing to Liberty, but you truly didn't care. You were kind of tuned out. Dennis Gates year one shows up. They had a really good non-con. They only had one loss in non-con on the road at Kansas. This or at home against Kansas, this might be a tournament team. They're playing Kentucky in January. I got to be there. It was a sellout in Columbia during the NFL postseason against Kentucky. They were all in. K-State basketball, Bruce Weber definitely beat you guys down. He was talking about not cutting his hair and how social media hurt his coaching staff. K-State basketball fans were embarrassed. It was no longer the Octagon of Doom. Jerome Tang has one good tournament run, and their ticket sales spike. And it's, man, I love this guy. He's dancing in the stands. He's our guy. We love him. There has not been that moment for the Royals, and I truly do not understand why. I understand that the vote may have gotten people feeling a little wonky, feeling a little sideways, but even then, I feel like the goodwill the team on the field has put out should overcome that, but it hasn't.
Text line 913-586-7965. A lot of people are pointing out the differences in football and baseball. One person says, CDOT, I think it's the TV deal. There's no connections to this team for many people, which sucks. I would like to point out that KU played their last game on ESPN+. You guys got ESPN Plus? You got to pay extra for it, right? To get ESPN Plus? Okay. All right. I'm just simply here asking questions. KU drew more people to watch them play Lindenwood than the Royals just did to watch them play the Guardians on a Tuesday night. They're going to outdraw them again today. They're going to outdraw them again. Again. I'm just asking questions. Some of you are Royals fans and KU fans. I just wanted to ask the question. I just wanted to find that out. Someone on the text line says, I've been to several Royals games this season, but I have a son in first grade and a two-year-old. I'm not taking my young kids out to the K on a Tuesday night. Sorry, not sorry. No, you are well within your right. That is, I'm not here to judge you. If that is a decision that you have made for your family, you are well within your right. I would just like to point out that yesterday, every major league stadium got at least 20,000 people except Kansas City, Oakland, and Miami. Those are the only ones that didn't get 20,000 people out there yesterday. I'm sure they have school in other cities. I'm certain they do. I'm 100% certain that they have school in these other places. There's just one fan base that just, for whatever it is, just we don't go out there. We don't want to watch our team play baseball. That's okay. Someone said it's the price of Bally's. ESPN is $5. Okay. No, you're right. My bad. I apologize here. I thought it was access. Now it's okay. You know what? I'm wrong here.
Here comes that moving target again.
Yeah, no.
This is what Royals, you know what? They might be bad at going to games.
How do you guys watch Sporting Kansas City? You got to pay to watch Sporting Kansas 100%. City, right? I was asking.
The NFL, the all-powerful being, is playing a game on Friday on Peacock. What do you think more people are going to watch on Friday? The Royals on Bally's or Packers and Eagles on Peacock? Because I promise they both cost.
Someone said, CDOT, you're mad at us because we're smarter with our money. You know what? That's funny. You know what? I'm not here to judge you, man. Hey, spend your money how you want to spend it. I went out to the game yesterday. I plan on going out there this weekend. I just like watching sports, man. I just like watching them play sports from time to time. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Someone said, CDOT, leave folks alone. My bad. I apologize. I'm wrong. I'm clearly the one at fault yesterday. I was one of the very few people that went out there to watch the Royals play baseball. I wanted more of you to be out there yesterday, but I apologize. That's my fault.
Fans not going killed the Royals attendance game. That's what we're really sad about is we had a staple on this show that we just threw out because you guys don't show up. It's no fun to guess 13,000 for a first place game. That's boring.
It might be more yard in the parking lots at 2:00 on Thursday to watch the Chiefs play than watch the Royals play an actual game. It might be more yard in the parking lot out there getting ready to have your little outdoor picnic out there.
You want to see an MVP candidate? Nah, I got to park tomorrow at 1:15.
Nah, yeah.
You know Matt McMullen's going to tweet out that line like, 10:30 in the morning, and it's going to be bigger than the Royals' attendance, and it's just going to be astonishing to me.
No, that's 100% true. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to head to Baltimore, and we are going to catch up with Tim Barbalace. He does the pre- and the post-game show. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm also going to give you guys, I'm going to give you three Chiefs bets that I like. I'm also going to give you three NFL bets that I like. We are about helping you win money here on 96.5 The Fan. And I am, at least. Rob gave you a losing bet the last time. I would never give you a losing bet. I care too much about you guys to give you guys a losing bet. You and I are on the same team. We rep the same smart tech. So I am here trying to help you out. All right, let's step aside here. Let's take a little bit of a break. Coming up on the other side, I'll give you those winning bets. We'll also get back to the Ravens. They come to Kansas City tomorrow to take on the Chiefs. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I would like to point out a very quick story. Someone on the text line said, "CDOT, how can you complain about people going to the games? You don't have to pay for Royals tickets." Rob, you can attest on the text line. I said, "I'll buy the tickets to the game for you right now if you go." Oh, man, I got to work. All right, never mind. Why are you even talking about this then? Why am I talking to you about this? You were never going to the game. I'll buy you the tickets right now if you go. Trust me, they ain't that expensive. I'll get them for you. They got them on StubHub right now for $3. Stay in a room. I'll get you an actual seat. You can sit down. I'll get you some decent ones, too. If you go to the game, I'll get you some. I can't. Okay, all right, never mind. Then what are we doing here?
I saw people yesterday in the text line complaining about parking. Doesn't stop people from paying $120 to go to a Chiefs game, but
what are we doing?
$20 for a Royals. No thanks.
What are we doing? All right. I would like to give you, let me give you three bets that I absolutely love this year in the National Football League. Let's start with this, Rob. You are telling me that I can get plus money on the Jets missing the playoffs? Have people forgot that the Jets are the Jets? Like, why are we doing this? If your savior is a 40-year-old podcaster, I'm telling you that you're cooked. You're telling me it's plus money? I can get them right now at plus 130 to just miss the postseason? Rob, do you know the last time that the Jets made the postseason? They made the postseason in 2010. Last year, the Jets won seven games. They won seven games before that. They are a seven-win organization. They haven't won double-digit games since 2015. Way too much is put on this. Let me ask you a question. The last time Aaron Rodgers played in the NFL, did his team make the postseason, Rob?
They did not.
They missed the postseason. Jets to miss the postseason. Plus 130. I cannot believe how many people are so high on the Jets coming into this season. The Aaron Rodgers that you believe in, I'm here telling you, he is absolutely done. All right, let me give you another bet that I absolutely like coming into the season. Now, I know you guys are going to make fun of me, but when it comes to this, I'm about that money, dollar bill, y'all. The Denver Broncos over is incredibly low. It's at 5.5 right now. The Broncos won 8 games last year. Am I missing something, Rob? How are the Broncos only favored to win 5 games this year? Have I missed something? Have they gotten substantially worse since the last time that I've seen them? It's because they got rid of Jerry Jeudy? Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me why the Broncos over-under is at 5.5. If you think the Broncos hit the under, you think they're one of the 5 worst teams in the league. I'm not high on them where I think they're making the postseason. You're telling me the Broncos could go 6-11 and I cash out and I win money? Yeah, give me the over on the Denver Broncos. This is ridiculous.
Aren't you the leader of the anti-Bo Nix brigade? Like, that's how people have them as the under. Bo Nix is a 37-year-old rookie and unproven. Do you think he's going to make them remarkably better, worse, or the same than Russell Wilson, who, by the way, may have been just as corny as ever, but was, in fact, good last season. Not great.
I don't think he was good last year. I think he put up decent numbers.
He got a passing grade. Do you think Bo Nix gets a passing grade? That's the question.
I do think he can get a passing grade. Let me ask you this question, because you asked a very fair point. I'm not super high on Bo Nix. Can I tell you that Sean Payton has never won fewer than 7 games as a starting head coach in the National Football League? Never. Not one time. Even in a post-Drew Brees world, they won at least seven games. This is just ridiculously low. Again, I'm not here telling you that I think the Broncos are making the postseason. They have to win six games for you to win money. They basically don't have to pick in the top five of the NFL draft. I think they're a good enough team to do that. And what I do think is important with Sean Payton is, or with Bo Nix is, I don't like Bo Nix. Sean Payton does. That's valuable to have for this upcoming season. And you get two games against the Raiders, and you also play the NFC South. You play Tampa Bay. You play New Orleans. You play Carolina this year. You can cobble together six or seven wins if you're the Broncos. I'm taking the over. The last over that I'm going to tell you to pick here is, I told you guys yesterday, I'm super high on the Green Bay Packers coming into this season. Over the course of the last 10 years, we have seen a lot of quarterbacks in their second year as a starter take a massive jump forward. I think that team this year is going to be the Green Bay Packers. I think Matt LaFleur is probably one of the top eight coaches in the National Football League. I think they have a potential superstar quarterback on their team. I think the Packers are going to take a big step forward this year. I have them winning that division. I have them as the one seed in the NFC. I really, really like this Packers team. I think they're going to have a great season. I'm going to take their over. It is at 9.5. Those are three bets that I really, really like.
I like the Packers too. I have the Packers as a playoff team. I'm not as in on Jordan Love as you are. I'm not an MVP believer, but man, isn't the number based on the idea that their division might be the most difficult division in football? Like, let's push the Vikings to the side for a minute because they're going to stink. But you have the Bears as a playoff team. The Lions are a Super Bowl quality team. And then you have the Packers. Isn't there an element of they will beat up on each other? Like, they only have the Vikings twice, every team in that division. Every other game in that division is a dogfight. Like, even if you have them 500 in the games against the Lions and Bears, that starts to push the number toward the under. Isn't their division and the difficulty one of the reasons why you could see them being a playoff team and a good playoff team, but you would still play the under?
Yeah, for sure. But we've seen plenty of divisions where there's three playoff teams that end up making it. You usually are in fear of what you're talking about if you're the third team in that division, where if the Bears win more games than the Packers and the Packers are not hitting their over, even if you think the Lions are. We've seen plenty of times where, you know, in the NFC East, couple years ago, the Cowboys, Eagles, and the Giants made the postseason. In my scenario, the Giants would be the Bears here. They'd be the team that'd be 9-8 and be a wild card team. And then the other two teams, I think, would hit their over. So I like Green Bay heading into this season. I think they are just – the fact that their quarterback played so well the second half of the season, I think he started to figure things out. I also look at their top six pass catchers from last year, and all of them are under the age of 25. I think you get a big year from one of those guys. Christian Watson has 1,000 yards this year. Romeo Doubs has 1,000 yards. The Wicks kid has 1,000 yards. I think the Packers take a step forward.
I'm not as big on the Packers as you are, but I would bet that only because I'm off. I'm not a Bears believer. I'm not buying what they're serving in Chicago, so I would bet the Packers over, but a large part of that is because I don't think the Bears are a postseason team. But that's just me.
Those are the three bets that I really like for this upcoming season. Just wanted to help you guys out there. Just help you win a little bit of money. Not a lot of money. I just want to help you win a little bit of money.
What's Jordan Love to win MVP?
That's a great question. I do not know what Jordan Love is to win MVP.
I know you were... You were adamant yesterday with Barber. Jordan Love's the MVP. Jordan Love's the MVP. I'm a believer in Jordan Love.
He's plus 1,400 to win MVP.
That's how you make some money.
Yeah, plus 1,400 to win MVP. The thing about MVP is, I mean, there's only probably, 12 players that can actually win the award? Jordan Love is in the conversation of players that can win the award. If no other... So, starting the season, there's only 32 players that can win the award, right? We don't think that any running back, no defensive player, only quarterbacks can win the award. Well, you can just start through a process of elimination. You know who's not winning MVP this year? Russell Wilson. You know who's not winning it? Drake May or Jacoby Brissett. So we can just start picking teams off the bottom. There's 12 quarterbacks that you think can win this thing. I think it's going to be tough for Mahomes to win it, not because he won't be the best player, just because he's already won a couple and they want to give it to somebody new. Lamar's already won a couple, so kind of the same thing, voter fatigue. I think I think that Jordan Love is one of the 10 most likely candidates to win it. You know me. I'm not super high on Trevor Lawrence. I don't think he can win it. I think that Love is in the conversation for players that can win the award.
He's definitely in the handful. I actually would kind of kick Lamar out of the list. I mean, he's definitely quality and talented enough, but Lamar to get a third MVP and back-to-back, he would have to be like Joe Burrow was at LSU. I think he's out of that camp. I think we know the grouping. It's basically AFC quarterbacks. Like, that's the list of people. So Jordan Love against the NFC plus 1,400, it's not the world's worst bet because MVP is a small pool to pick from.
Coming up on the other side, we're going to take a trip to Baltimore, Maryland. We're going to be joined by Tim Barbalace. He is with 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Maryland. He does the pregame for the Baltimore Ravens. Let's learn what kind of offseason that they've had and how are they reeling after that loss they suffered in the AFC Championship game. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.